One has to follow the steps. Asanam being objective, totally objective to the world, to my own body and my breathing, observing my breathing, I become free from tension. I am naturally relaxed. This person is the basic person, a simple conscious being. This person is the meditator. Meditation is relating to Ishvara by an act, mental act of japa, mental japa. One chants one's own mantra, like Gayatri. Initiated people chant Gayatri mantra. Everyone chants his own, her own mantra, either initiated or by one's own choice. But the same mantra, without changing every day, the chosen mantra. This has to be the practice. There is no substitution to mental japa. To gain a certain say over the ways of the mind, mental japa is inevitable. After mental japa, one can contemplate. Those who are exposed to the teaching of Vedanta for a length of time, they can take to Nididhyasanam, about which we have been now talking. In fact, we are doing these few days this Nididhyasana. This can be Drishya Anuvidya or Shabda Anuvidya. Anything experienced by you can become the topic of contemplation. Just a thought. A sound heard, I can contemplate that perception of sound. It can be followed by an appropriate shabda, a word which you have come to know and you see the meaning. Now, these words are heard by you. This is experience, perception. Anubhava, a direct perception. Question whether this experience of hearing hearing takes place. Hearing takes place. Does this object of hearing exist outside the meaning of the word consciousness? Is it Chaitanyat Bahihi, outside Chaitanya, the meaning of the word consciousness? Hey, Govind. Do you hear what you hear outside consciousness? Is not the object heard is consciousness. It's not the whole object. In here pervaded, sustained, like word by, like a wave by water. By consciousness. Whether the object is pervaded, sustained by consciousness, the meaning of the word consciousness. Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda. Hey Govinda, Govinda, the hearer. Of this, you, the hearer, are you separate from consciousness? He Govinda, 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 Govinda. Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda, 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 Govinda Gopal. Hey Gopal, Hey Govinda. Heard here, hearing All the three are but the meaning of the word consciousness. Consciousness, the word Shabda, its meaning, Lakshya. He Govind, He Govind, 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 Govind. The hearer heard hearing. The seer seen sight. Knower known knowledge. Atma, anatma, experience of anatma. All words, but what is the meaning of the word consciousness. Govind, 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 Govind. Govind, 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 Gopal. Now, I use a word which I have come to know by Shravana Manana. The meaning of this word I don't need to think and arrive at. When you hear the word tree, you see the meaning. Purna. You see the meaning. You are the meaning. Hearer heard hearing are all one and the same. Govind, Govind, Govind. पूर्णः अहं पूर्णः 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 Shanti, Shanti.